Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Wow, we got so many questions answered in this episode. So many loose ties tied, but we still have so many questions lingering. And did we just witness a second murder from a killer kid? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Down in the valley.
It's kind of creepy.
It's creepy, yes. I don't know what it is with these slow, old-sounding songs. I'm always like, all right, who died?
I just wanted to listen to it for like a second more. It is so creepy. But it was such a big part of this episode.
Yeah.
And it's so strange. It's like episode one. But anyway, hi, everyone. You are with AfterBuzz TV. You are at the Center After Show. We're talking season two. Episode 7, almost done.
One more.
One more. But we're talking about episode 7, part 7. Before we get started, I want to introduce my lovely co-host.
Hey, everybody. Zia here. Thank you for joining us.
And Takira Shabray here with you as well. So, Zia, overall thoughts. What did you take from this episode before we...
This was my favorite episode because it tells me, because I'm one of those people I need to know. So when there's so much mystery surrounding the whole thing, when I finally find out, I'm like, yes! Yeah. Even though it gave me more questions, I was still really happy that it answered all the other ones we'd had previously. And I was wrong about everything.
I'm kind of like, I kind of predicted it. So I was like, oh, yep, knew that. Okay, yep, knew that. So we kind of predicted it a little bit, but yeah, same here. I'm so excited that in episode 7, they gave us a few answers, but like you said, more kept coming up. So while I was checking everything off of the box, I was like, I literally have a section called questions that still need answers. And I'm like typing in new questions like, who did this? Where is this person? Who is this person? Who is this? What is it? I had too many. But yeah, so we're going to talk about all that. We'll talk about... the hooded figure, obviously, being Marin.
Yes.
We'll talk about Heather and Marin finally talk again. They finally hear each other's voice. How crazy is that? Vera's involvement. And, of course, we have our special segment, Killer Kids. And Zia will be reading that for us. Oof. And all this good stuff. So let's dive on into it. So the hooded figure, the infamous question that everyone had, was it real? We found out that it is. And it is Marin. How surprised were you? Because you said you...
I was honestly a little surprised.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking it was going to be the beacon. And I just had it in my head that Marin was dead. That she had already been... Even though I still think the beacon's probably dead also. I just assumed that body... Which, by the way, they didn't answer that question. No. The body in the lake. Whose body is that? We don't know.
We do.
We do?
We'll talk about
that. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I missed it. Yeah. Okay.
It was so ridiculously quick that I think that it was really just kind of like a decoy thing. Oh. Like, it literally took them not even maybe 3 to 5 seconds to say who it was, and then they just kept it rolling.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited to hear. Okay. Yeah. But, yes, I was still a little bit surprised that it was Marin. Although, now everything makes... so much sense.
It does.
The entire time she was just trying to get Julian back.
Yeah. So who did you think, again, remind me, because I know you said in your predictions possibly, who did you think it was again?
I think I thought it was the beacon.
Okay.
That's because I don't know why I thought he was going to take him to sacrifice him, or that he was just upset that Vera quote unquote won and she had the commune and she had Julian, so she wanted to punish her.
Yeah, that's true. For a second, thought that even though we found out that it was Marin, I was like, okay, it makes sense. But then you know me. Like, I'm like, this is TV. I need these crazy theories. I'm like all over the place. I was thinking, okay, yeah, it's Marin. Okay, get it. Safe choice. But she's really still taking him for a certain reason. And I know that you and I kind of talked off camera. We still have a couple of predictions. But yeah, I still, I don't know. Her still intentions. Don't. I'm just like,
Yeah, like she didn't actually. No, you're right. That makes sense. Because if she really had left him for all of those years, what she tells him makes sense in a way.
It does, yeah.
But she still spent a lot of time not wanting to be near him, mm-hmm. not wanting to be around him, and then yeah. suddenly coming back, being like, I'm ready to be a mother now.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah.
I'm with you on that a little bit.
I feel you, for sure. I mean, realistically, there are some kids that go years without speaking to their parents, and then they're, you know, 20, 30 years old, and they finally come back into their lives, and it happens, but... Like I said, I think we both want a little bit more out of TV.
Yeah.
Yes, it could happen, writers, but, you know, we just, this is a drama YouTube channel, so.
Right.
We gotta have the drama. But we do have more than just drama. We have more than drama channels here at AfterBuzz. We got a lot going on. I think we kind of have a little something to say about that.
Yeah. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, we have reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. Plus, you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. You can turn them off. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yeah, we have a couple of fans to shout out a little later. Yeah. So we love you guys' involvement, by the way, and your theories. Some of you are just as crazy as we are. We love it. You know, it keeps us pretty entertained when we're reading through them. But we're also on iTunes. So if you are driving, working out, whatever the case may be, give us a review on iTunes. Let us know that we're doing a good job. Let us know what you want to talk about and give us, you know, 5 stars because... I don't know, 1 through 4 sometimes it's just a little glitchy.
Broken, yeah, you know, whatever. Broken. Don't worry about it.
Whatever, just 5 stars. And then just leave us a little comment, let us know how we're doing. But I do want to talk about, so we know Marin had a plan to take Julian for whatever reason. Bess's involvement. We get to see Marin and Bess have a conversation like, hey, you need to help me. And we now see... that Bess and Adam were just trying to help.
Yes.
It's kind of heartbreaking because Julian also realizes it in this episode that mm-hmm. they were just trying to... Well, you know what? I'll say that loosely. Trying to help, maybe. Because we still don't know their intentions. But, yeah, we find that out. Which... I tapped myself on the back a little bit because I called it. But were you surprised on that part? Because I know you said you thought Beacon may have...
Yeah, a little bit. Even though I feel like I should have seen this coming. And now I'm talking, being like to myself, like, how did you not see this? But I was a little bit surprised. I didn't realize that they had such a connection. I kind of thought that Bess and Vera were maybe more connected, and there was a reason that Bess stayed there with Adam, but mm-hmm. maybe there's some underlying issue she had with Mosswood that we just don't know about yet.
Possibly.
Or she just really felt bad enough for Marin not having her son that she decided to help him, but it seems like a lot to do for someone that you haven't seen in years that technically abandoned her son.
That's true. I didn't really think about that because he's a young teenager, pretty much. So that's a good point. I keep forgetting that huge time gap. But I'm with you. I thought that Vera had a close connection with Bess, but I think maybe Bess saw and felt the angle that Mosswood was taking because obviously, you know, we saw her with that cut on her leg or that scratch or scuff, one heck of a scratch mark, scuff mark, whatever, scrape. There we go. It's the word I'm thinking. All over the place. But we see that and I think maybe Bess was like, you know what? My morals are kicking in. It's just not right to keep a kid from his or her mother. So...
Definitely.
And then, you know, maybe if the sacrifice thing, if Twitter and all of the rest of our, this and our audience, our viewers are correct, she doesn't want Julian to be sacrificed. So, I don't know. That's a good point. I kind of somewhat saw it coming, but her, that time gap, that kind of raises a flag for me again. That's good. Again, let me type that in my section of questions that I still need to answer. But we also see, so we see a lot of reconnection here. So Bess and Marin, we see their reconnection. We see Vera and Marin.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. We find out that Vera knew the entire time.
The entire time.
That she was trying to take Julian and told no one, which is incredibly irresponsible.
Yeah.
For how much it seems like she cares for Julian, and she was freaking out when the police came there looking for him and she realized that he had been taken or yes. lost. Yeah. She completely lost it. So I really do believe that she cares for him, but she's still lying and withholding information, which is not helping her cause or helping Julian.
Yeah. Do you think it's because she doesn't trust the police or that she doesn't trust the outsiders? Not even really just the police or the detectives.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's just that outsider versus insider kind of thing?
I can totally see that. But it's a little bit too late now. The outsiders are already very involved.
Yeah, clearly. They came and, yeah. I mean, they broke the rule of if this is private property, you can't just barge into Mosslet. And they were like,
we have a warrant.
Forget that. Like,
this is happening.
They came busting down the door looking for Julian. And do you think that they were kind of right to think Vera took him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah?
Okay.
Without, I mean, just not necessarily that, yes, she absolutely took him, but that would 100% be the first place that they would have to look.
It makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's a commune. It's his mother.
Right. Yeah, so that's true.
Even if he just ran away, it's possible that he ran back home.
Yeah, that's true. Did you realize, and I know this is going to tie into what we're talking about later, but did you realize who was in the, did you realize the Mosswood audience when the raid happened? Did you realize who was in the room?
No, did I miss that too?
It was really small, and I'm Ooh. Really big on details, but this infamous ponytail guy.
Oh, again, who they were talking about.
He was
yes,
there.
Yes.
Yeah, he was there. So when the camera quickly, like, just not even maybe 5 seconds, not even probably that, I was like, ponytail guy, and I took a note of it. I'm like,
I can't wait to see something. How he ties in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to be something.
Yeah.
More than just Vera's henchman, I feel like, because he's been mentioned too many times.
Yes. And you know what? I mean, we can kind of highlight that a little bit. I want to end on Heather and Marin, though. Yeah, we see that connection again. Marin and Heather finally have a conversation over the phone.
And wow. Heather, for the entire episode, well, not the entire episode, but throughout the episode, has been beating herself up, saying that she pushed Marin away.
Yeah.
Which,
you think she did?
No.
In her eyes, she said she always wanted family. She would always come over. I don't know if I saw her pushing her away in a sense of family. Maybe pushing her away in a sense of, I know you love me on a whole nother level, and I'm just not really about that. So we said this wasn't going to happen again.
Yeah.
You kind of let it happen again, and you're just making it weird for us to be friends. So I feel like I can't even be your friend because you have a different connection that I just don't feel. So maybe that sense?
That sense, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect
okay.
sense.
Yeah.
Definitely sort of along the lines of what I was thinking. But she also, I feel like just the nature of Marin, she would have pulled away anyway.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And probably it doesn't matter if she had a safe place to go with Heather. That's still not her real family. And I feel like Mosswood still could have got her. Because she still wasn't in a good place.
Yeah.
That might have been like the one little thing that pushed her. And maybe it would have taken just a little bit more work for them to get her. But I still think they would have been able to get her.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Because, I mean, coming from single mom and, when you're young and you don't really have a... Because, I mean, she didn't have a connection with her mom.
No.
So she didn't have a connection with, well, I don't know, her father. We'll talk about that. But... Yeah. she just didn't have that stable, quote, home, or the ideal, whatever you call home, whatever you define your home, it's still complete. Like, you still need a connection. You still need a trust, a love.
A support system.
Yeah, a support system. You still need all of that. And I think because she was lacking that, like you said, it just makes kids more vulnerable to find that, fill that void somewhere else. Mm-hmm. A lot like the drugs, like she said that she was on. So, shout out there. Before we move on to our next topic, I just want to give a little shout out to the peeps that are in live chat with us. Danny Beauty Zone, Alpha Kitty, X Rodriguez. Hey, what's up? Thank you for the comments. I love some things that they're saying, and I'm dittoing on all of it. I'm going to hold it in back pocket for a little later, but just know that I say ditto on what you're talking about. But if there's anything that pops into mind on the things that we're talking about, drop it. We'll give you a shout out while we're talking about it. And you might bring up something that we don't think of. So, yeah.
Because this show makes you think a lot.
It does. It does. And you guys are extended co-hosts. I mean, like, you're our panel, too. We do this for you guys because we just need crazy people to talk about the show with. So, you know, whatever. But let's talk about Vera. We talked about Vera knowing kind of somewhat who may have taken Julian, and they didn't really say. But can we highlight these key characters that we haven't gotten too much on? I'm sorry, too much from, but they're so, so big. So I want to highlight Brick because we haven't seen him a lot. And I'll be the first to admit, I kind of didn't trust him.
Yeah, well, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, he always had a weird look on his face every time that Mosswood was brought up. I totally understand. I feel like the show did that on purpose.
Right, he did. But he's been a really big part of tracing back the phone number. I know mm-hmm. that Harry used. He also helped identify, or at least deliver the news of identifying the body.
Yeah.
So it was a girl named Britt. Like I said, it was really small. It was Britt Jacobs. She was a patient at Deacon's, and they said that she didn't really have any kind of connection with Mosswood. She may have committed suicide. You probably remember this now. They were mm-hmm. in the car.
Yes.
It was so ridiculously quick. And so in my mind, I was thinking, okay, if it took them 5 seconds to say who she was, maybe she was a decoy. Because the plates and, you know, she was placed maybe in a car and then it was like, oh, hey, this is where Marin is. Because even Carmen, the patient, was like, hey, look in the purple lake.
Right.
So, you know, or it might even be some kind of strange, interesting tie to season 3. So,
ooh.
Hello. Hello, season 3. Maybe. But Terry, this infamous Terry.
Oh,
did you pick up on the name Terry and like who it might be?
When they said, I don't know if it was the name that did it, but when they said he had gray hair and a ponytail,
mm-hmm.
that's when I was like, yep. Oh, it's that guy again. Yep. And I don't know if he's, and that's another thing, is he posing as her father or is it really her father?
Yeah.
So we don't, she doesn't know who her dad is.
That's true. So obviously, whenever Vera, when she was sitting and told her lawyer, hey, none of this is important. Find Terry. Tell him to see the Gray Daughters. When I heard that, I was thinking, okay, these are not people. It's definitely an object. It's a thing. I didn't really see the nun thing coming.
Not at all. When I saw the sign, when they flashed to that scene, I was like, oh, okay.
Makes sense, yeah.
So did they send Terry there to try to find Vera? Marin. See, I'm doing it too now. They sent Terry there to try to find Marin.
Poor Julian. How the heck is he supposed to know who the mom is when we can't even get it right?
Oh, but, gosh.
Yeah, you know, when I first saw the nun thing, I don't know, it maybe you guys in the live chat thought this too, but I thought Black Hood, nun, that's when I kind of was like, okay, Marin makes sense because the whole like Black Hood thing. So I didn't know if she, maybe it was just the nun scary movie is on my mind right now, but I was like, oh, Black Hood, creepy, kidnapping people. But yeah, the great ponytail guy. So he's played by Michael Mann, by the way. So kudos to Michael. He plays this role. So it's such a pivotal role, but we don't really see him or hear from him that much.
You're right. It's so small, but I feel like it's going to come back in a really big way next episode.
Yeah. So the nun teacher guided, I'm not too sure, so my apologies in advance what to name her, but when she was telling Harry and Heather, some guy, Maren's father came by here. He's looking for her too. He came by last night and took some of her things. And then we later see him deliver the one thing that he found in Maren's room was the Bible and a bookmark. I'm with you. We're going to learn more about him. Do you think he's Maren's real father?
That I don't know. I mean, it's definitely possible that he also abandoned her and went to go live in Mosswood and she rediscovered him when he was there. I find it unlikely.
Okay.
But you never know with this show.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I don't know. What do you guys think in our live chat and comments afterwards? Do you think Terry, or the gray-haired ponytail guy is Maren's father. But let's talk about Maren and Julian. So she finally gets him, kind of lures him in to say, yeah, I'm going to take you home. They're on their way out. Julian finds out that they're not going home, freaks out, runs into the forest, and now is on Maren's side a little bit. He
seems like it.
Receiving it a little bit.
Right.
But then they get to Five Nations Motel, which is an Indian reservation and looks like it's on the border of Canada-ish. So Harry thinks that that's how Maren is going to get Julian to Canada. And then the infamous news at the end scene. We are kind of led to believe maybe that Julian used the gun to, quote, air quote, defend himself again and possibly shoot Maren. Only because we see the gun three times.
And the way Julian is staring at it,
yes.
He's sitting there staring at the gun, and he more than once. And then when they get to the motel, he stares at it as he goes to sit in the chair. Mm-hmm. And that's the last we see of him for the episode.
Right.
So it very much leads you to believe that.
Yeah. And I love, hopefully I'm pronouncing this correctly, but Jay Quest? I'm so sorry, mispronouncing that in our live chat. Kust, maybe, Jay Kust, said, did Dark Julian come out? And we see him kind of freak out on the bus, and he's hearing the thudding. He's getting bad news. And I think maybe it's possible.
I'm inclined to believe. At first I thought that he did it. And then thinking back to how he reacted on the bus when he found out that Bess and Adam were just trying to help and that they didn't. He seemed so distraught by the fact that he killed them.
Yeah.
That it almost leads me to believe, because she called somebody on the phone and said, we're here. Mm-hmm. She was meeting somebody. Who was she meeting? And did they kill her and take Julian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. JC, thank you for
it's okay. I couldn't help it.
It's okay. We normally can't have it around this time, end of the topic. But JC, yeah, thank you for leaving that. Alpha Kitty said Jillian probably felt like, hey, I can't really trust this woman, so she might try to kill me, so I'll just call her. Or kill her. So that's a possibility, too.
Yeah, he could have easily thought that that's what the gun was for. Because why else would she have a gun?
Yeah, exactly. But I think that it's interesting on how they came about Terry saying, I know exactly where she's going. At first, I was kind of not freaking out, but the match. Okay, so the bookmark in the Bible was a match, like a match strike. It came from I didn't know if it had something to do with Bike Cops, which is like a music group. They're very psychedelic, and I was like, yeah, they're kind of so Mosswood a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, maybe it's Canada or something like that. What did you think when you first saw that?
Well, icon? I thought, again, Niagara Falls for some reason.
Yeah.
That was the same thought that I had in my head. But I guess, again, because that's on the border of Canada. And it's literally right on the border as well. So I thought that. But then I was wondering what other connections she made. Mm-hmm. 'Cause she does have a lot of time that she's gone. But what connections did she make when she was in a convent?
Okay. That's...
So I wonder if the nuns have something to do with it now. It doesn't seem like it.
No.
It doesn't seem like it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, man, what's that? But, okay. Well, interesting. But let's see, anything else? I mean, I know we have a couple of segments that we're going to talk about. Anything else that jumped out at you from this episode?
Oh, I like, we didn't touch on this too much because of how much we found out, but I like Vera telling Harry, she said in quote, "Harry, saving my son isn't going to save you."
Oh, yeah, I had that down too.
Yeah.
What do you think she was trying to say?
I think she's basically trying to say, I know that the issues that you have and the things that you have inside of you, and that's why you have this intense need to save other people. It's less to do about the other person and more to do with him. And it makes sense. He gets very obsessed with these cases where he sees that someone is not hurt in some way or wounded, but when someone is more than what they seem. When someone seems like they're not in a good place, that's when he tends to get really obsessed with the case.
Yeah. Like the why behind the what.
Right.
Sort of thing.
With Cora Tinetti, he sensed that something else was there.
Yeah, he fantasizes about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I would just say kind of leading into our next segment, killer kids, Jillian possibly maybe being a second killer kid.
Killer kid now?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. Serial killer
three? Kid? How many does it take to be a serial killer? I'm curious. I'm
three maybe? I don't know. But
three or more.
But we do have a really interesting segment called Killer Kids that we're going to start or kick off. This segment talks about kids that we have kind of found real history who have commit a murder. So kick it off, Thea.
This one is really creepy. I know every time, and this was also found by Alice.
Yes. So, and I shout out to Alice.
Yes. And I feel like every time she finds a new one, I am amazed. I never think they're going to get worse, and then they do. And I'm amazed. And this is another one.
So yeah, explicit alert if you know, glory details and all that good stuff affect you. Stop listening for a moment.
Yeah, you know. Throwing that out there. So this is in the summer of 1968 in Scotswood, which is like a small town north of London, obviously in England. And they found the lifeless body of Martin Brown. He was a 4-year-old. And he was found with no obvious signs of violence, but he was dead with blood and saliva trickling down his cheek.
Ugh. Wow.
And so they thought it was an accident at first. And then they realized he'd been strangled. And a few weeks later, a 3-year-old named Brian Howe was found strangled in an industrial area where a lot of the kids were known to play, like local kids were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was found with a lot of strange wounds, including puncture marks on his thigh. His genitals were partially mutilated. Yeah. And clumps of his hair were cut off. And
oh my gosh.
A few days, they found on his stomach, someone had tried to carve in an M with a pair of broken scissors that they found next to his body. So everybody was freaking out, obviously, and they started questioning a lot of the kids to see if they'd seen anything. Not as suspects, because why would you? But just to see if they'd seen anything. And they came across two girls who were acting really strange. Norma Bell, who was 13, and she seemed really excited about the murder, and she kept smiling. And then there was Mary Bell, who was 11. By the way, they're not related. They just have the same last name. Very strange.
Okay.
They came to the conclusion after interviewing both of them that it was Mary that had killed the two boys. And she just took Norma. Did I say Norma? Yes. Norma to see the second boy's body. it became clear that she murdered him because they were, well, not because, this is one of the things they were, when they, during the day of his funeral, Mary was standing outside of his house, I know this is creeping me out, laughing and rubbing her hands together.
What?
So the more they talked to her, the more they realized that she was a psychopath. And the more they found out more about her life. Yeah, these were...
Look at this note. Yes. I know you guys have some things like flashing across your screen right now as we're telling, but so I murder so that I may come back?
Yeah, I murder so that I may come back.
What? Yeah, this is kind of strange. Okay, very interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a killer kids segment. Interesting. We always... Allison, her lovely historian duties, she digs up the most interesting slash weird slash creepy. So Alice, love, we love you, we miss you in your prediction. She's out doing big things, but she sends her love. Well, this brings us to our favorite part, the lovely predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
All right. So we can go back and forth on this one because I have a few.
Ooh, okay.
First off, I'm dittoing. I'm letting the cat out the bag. I'm dittoing on all of these people in the chat. They are saying that Jillian did not shoot Maren. I think it was, and I love that some people agree, it was Beacon.
Ooh, okay.
It was Beacon. I think Maren called Beacon, said we're here. Like I said at the beginning of this after show, I don't really trust her intentions. I know that she could be an amazing person, and I'm sure she is an amazing person. Or I guess in this tense was.
Was.
An amazing person. Yeah. That had good intentions to change. But I think Beacon just got way too under her brain. And possibly taking Jillian to still... carry out the duty of the work and
to sacrifice him.
To sacrifice him. I know it sounds horrible. And, you know, they're on an Indian reservation. So I'm thinking, okay, land. This is how the Beacon started with Mosswood. Not to definitely necessarily he has the power to take over this Indian reservation because that obviously belongs to tribes. But
he could still get followers there.
Possibly, you never know.
Gather people around him.
And manipulate and say, hey, let's use this land. So, yep, I don't think that it was Maren. Alpha Kitty says, I still have a feeling that the person doing the killings is either someone we would have least expect or a character we haven't been introduced to yet.
Ooh.
I love this, Alpha Kitty. I love this theory. And she said, if memory serves me well, she had a really messed up childhood, meaning Maren. Mm-hmm. How twisted of a story would that be? Oh, I would love it because I just love that kind of thing. What do you have? I have a couple more, but what do you got in the predictions?
That was, yeah, I know I can't have given mine away already because I couldn't help it. But
it's
yeah,
okay, it's our favorite part.
That's what I thought too. I thought she was going to meet someone. I still think that the Beacon is dead.
Really?
Okay. I still think because of the teacup. Unless, because I'm trying to figure out, it's definitely possible that he didn't drink it because he knew what she was planning as well. Mm-hmm. But then why did he leave Mosswood? Were enough people against him that maybe he thought he needed to leave and start over elsewhere?
Hmm. Does that need to go in my question system?
Yeah, that's a, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's another question. But I do have a feeling that she was going to meet someone else. And I kind of also agree that it might be a character we haven't been introduced to yet.
Yeah.
And they killed Maren and took Jillian.
Yeah, that's I agree. One thing that was interesting to me thinking about this was Adam said, I even tried to find it online, but Adam kept saying, I want to quote him. He said, you get in these big boats right up to the edge. If we're lucky, we might see some people coming over in barrels, talking about Niagara Falls. And when he says you get in big boats, I'm thinking, okay, are they like prepping Jillian so that when he sees something, he's not freaked out to take him somewhere completely different? Or maybe saying that it's Niagara Falls and it's not. that's just so strange to me. And I even tried to Google something really strange. I was like, okay, do people commit suicide at Niagara Falls? At one point, I was
wondering.
Yeah, I was at one point thinking that Maren took Jillian to then commit like a murder suicide. It was really strange. And I mean, the only thing that I can find, obviously, there have been a lot of people, unfortunately, commit suicide at Niagara Falls, but there was also some things, like weird things that people throw over Niagara Falls. So I'm like, why does Niagara Falls keep coming up? I feel like it has something to do with it. I don't know. But that stuck out to me. Yeah, that's pretty much all I had as far as like who shot Maren, and that beacon is definitely not not dead. And I kind of said earlier, I think Britt Jacobs, the girl that we found in the lake, is a decoy.
So, yeah. Yeah. Anything? Definitely.
Anyway, anything else you got?
No? I just want to know which way they're going with it, because it could go one of two ways, and I want to know which. I don't want to wait a week.
The questions that I still have, like, ponder on, why did Jillian tell people that Bess and Adam were still his parents?
Yeah.
If he knew what was going on, if he felt like he wasn't going to, like, why did he say that those were his parents? I was really confused. And did you think about that?
No, I also want to know where it comes in that they would be starting over if he killed them.
I think that came from Vera, because I think he may have maybe seen her. And someone dropped this in our comments before, that maybe Jillian saw Vera kill people or like do away with them, whether it be Beacon or someone else. And she just kind of said, hey, they lied. They're a bad person. This is what needs to happen.
And they're going to start over.
To start over. Or maybe she even said she wanted Mosswood to start over, because when she saw Maren, she said, we're a whole new Mosswood. If she's going around killing people, like, oh, this is to start over. I think that was just kind of a little brainwash.
Oh, and I wonder, too, because when Maren first came to Mosswood, she did say, we have a bed for you. Vera did say, we have a bed for you here, mm-hmm. welcoming her back. Did she really think that having Maren there was smart? As Julian's mother, she might have let something slip. What if she was planning on killing
Maren?
Jeez.
Well, hey, you know, Vera's like, everybody gotta go.
Crazy person.
And that was kind of the questions, like you said, Beacon. But yeah, let us know what you guys think. We always really enjoy talking about this with you guys. Yes. So we want to thank you for joining us. We will be here next week, the finale, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that came so fast.
It came and gone so fast. But we will continue the conversation with you in the comments. We love to read them. But where can they find you, Zia, to carry on the conversation?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Zia_land. It's spelled XIA_LAND. And also you can find me this Sunday. We're talking about Iron Fist at 9 p.m.
Nice. All right. Well, you can find me, Takira Shabray, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabray. I also do Kidding, Jim Carrey's new show, ooh, on Mondays. So you can find me there. And A Million Little Things will start on Wednesdays. So you can find me there as well. But I do want to give a little shout out. Sol G, JC, Ronnie B. I did not intentionally make them rhyme, but thank you so much for giving us comments and all that good stuff. We will thank you guys in a very nice official way for the finale. But for now, see you next week. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.